702.
Asanya is on Twitter at @Asanya_.
It's 11 minutes past 2, and we, of course, were not here yesterday, which was a Monday, and every second Monday we bring you Matter of Fact with Africa Check, and so we moved it to today, Tuesday, and luckily the team from Africa Check was available. We're joined this afternoon by senior researcher Kate Wilkinson. Hello, Kate.
Hey, Azza.
And Kate has brought along also another researcher within Africa Check, Naftali Khumalo. Hello, Naftali. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
So we're looking at recent events, particularly in some of the claims that were in the media cycle, and they have to do with the number of houses that have been built by government and what the president is promising as far as service delivery in Alexandra pertaining to homes. So we saw the protests. They dragged for about, 2.5 weeks or so. The Alex protests, hashtag shut down Alex. And different politicians visited the area. The president also went, but as ANC president on that day. And it turned into a bit of an electioneering moment, which disappointed many people. But in his speech, it was quite a lengthy speech. He made a number of promises, rather, to the people of Alexandra. And we're looking at those this afternoon.
And like we know, the shutdown in Alex was widely reported on, and we saw then the visit by President of the ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, to Alex, and his speech to the residents of Alex was also very widely reported on. And we have two interesting claims to fact check here. The first one is we're going to look at something that wasn't very widely reported on, but we picked up on it when we were doing the fact check, and that was a claim made by Ramaphosa during a speech about how many houses government has built since 1994.
Ooh.
And then once we fact check that one and we get it in the bag, I'm going to hand over to Naftali, because he then fact checked the widely reported claim that Ramaphosa had promised to build 1 million houses in Alex.
Yes, yes.
And there was a lot of reporting on that. There was also a lot of ridicule because people were saying there's not enough space. There are going to be more houses than people. So we actually checked what the president said exactly, word for word.
So let's start with the very first one, because he said the South African government has built 4 million houses.
He did. He said we have built more than 4 million houses.
Or even more than.
Yeah, more than 4 million houses. And he says, and here in Alexandra, I want you to know we are still going to build houses so our people can get houses.
Okay.
And we have been looking at a number of topical issues leading up to this election, and housing is one of them. Just recently, we released three fact sheets on housing, poverty, and jobs. And one of the reasons is because we know statements like these are flown around fast and loose. And whenever it comes to elections and electioneering, they're always those standard go-to topics that you like to bang the drum about, because they're seen as delivery, key delivery targets and key delivery ambitions that people are very interested in.
Yeah, so track record to say this is what we've done in the case of the governing party. So I imagine this was easy to sort of confirm. We do have a Department of Human Settlements.
We do indeed. So not only do we have a Department of Human Settlements, we also have a department which releases data quite regularly about delivery year by year. And they actually have a historical record going all the way back to 1994, 1995.
Wow.
And it is wow, because we work in a number of countries around the continent. And for a lot of our colleagues who are fact-checking in Nigeria and Kenya and Senegal, this is like gold for them. They really battle to find data to fact-check politicians' statements. Mm. So the fact that we can just go onto a website, click on a link and find this information is really a testament to the data keeping and releasing skills of our government.
Yes.
And when you find this data, we actually see that government data doesn't support the president's claim that government has built more than 4 million houses since 1994.
A couple of years ago, we had employment opportunities.
Work opportunities.
So now, is there such a question when it comes to housing?
Yeah.
What are we referring to?
So that's a really good comparison. And it's sort of the jargon of government and delivery speak.
Housing opportunities versus an actual house.
Absolutely. So like you say, we have work opportunities and we have jobs, and they're two different things. And sometimes the terms are used interchangeably, which isn't correct. And here we have a number of different ways that we measure the delivery of what are called housing opportunities. And the first important thing to say is that a housing opportunity is not always a house.
No.
It sounds surprising, but it's true. Housing opportunities is sort of an umbrella term that refers to a lot of things, three to be precise.
Wow.
So the first one is the one that the president was referring to, and that is housing units.
Mm.
So that is the closest to when we think about a house. It's housing units under
right.
the Department of Human Settlements.
Yes.
And the most recent data we have from 1994 to December last year shows that during that period, government built just under 3.3 million houses.
Wait, this is since 1994 till 2018.
December 2018.
Sure. Just under, or just over 3.2 million
yes.
houses.
Houses.
In 24 years.
That is correct. So that is housing units. And what does that refer to? Then there are a couple of things that fit in there. So we have things like subsidized houses, rental accommodation, hostel upgrades, and then council houses where ownership has been granted to people who live in them.
Yeah.
So the president's claim is not supported by the data. He claimed more than 4 million houses.
Mm.
The reality is it's around 3.2 million houses. So not as high as he suggests, but still a pretty impressive figure. It's possible that the more than 4 million was stretched from the total housing opportunities. That's
okay.
what we're talking about. Because the other deliverable when it comes to housing are things called serviced sites.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is when the Department of Human Settlements doesn't build a house for someone, doesn't give someone a house, but they say, here is a piece of land
yes.
and we've connected it. It's got water, electricity, and sanitation. Yeah. So you can build your house, or in a number of years, we may be able to build your house on this land.
Mm.
And since 1994, we see that just over 1.1 million service sites
yeah.
have been handed over to people in South Africa.
And I know those that feel that this is the approach we should have taken from the onset, you know, to develop spaces, build a school, build an ECD center, build a clinic, and then, of course, these serviced sites or service that particular site or area in this way and give people the freedom, you know, to build their own and to own their own and so on. But we went the route of housing units, building actual housing units. And how have we kept up with the rate of building housing units? I know I digress because there is a third type that you needed to tell us about.
So yeah, so there is a third type, and those are housing or housing opportunities provided under something called the Enhanced Extended Discount Benefit Scheme.
A what?
Yeah. Repeat. The Enhanced Extended Discount Benefit Scheme, the EEDBS. And under that scheme, around 370,000 housing opportunities have been provided. And that scheme looks to provide subsidies to repair or rehabilitate or even rebuild houses where necessary, especially when it comes to houses that
tummy?
Were built before 1994.
Say that again, Kate. So nearly 370,000 units.
Through the scheme.
Yeah.
And that scheme specifically looks at
mm-hmm.
Rebuilding or repairing and rehabilitating housing that was built before 1994.
Oh, I see.
So if there was state housing built before 1994 and it's in a bad condition.
Does this include hostels?
I'm not entirely sure. It could be possible. It just refers to government rental houses.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's looking at pre-democracy houses that need to be rehabilitated, and the government has a specific program to
do
that.
And how have we done there? What are the numbers?
So since 1994, we've seen just under 370,000 of these.
And hence you were saying that will take the total to above 4 million.
Yes. So if we look overall, if we look at the number of housing units built,
mm-hmm.
which is what we often refer to as houses, yeah. if we look at the number of service sites provided, which mm-hmm. are just pieces of land where people can build their own houses,
mm-hmm.
and then houses which have been rehabilitated or rebuilt under the scheme for
yes.
houses built before 1994, we get the total of housing opportunities.
Right.
And if we look at how many housing opportunities have been provided since 1994, we see the figure is just over 4.7 million housing opportunities.
Right.
So
but,
if the president had subbed in housing opportunities for houses, we would have had to say he is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed more than 4 million houses provided by government. That's not correct. It's about
yes.
3.3 million.
He went more or less to the middle.
Yeah. Rounded generously.
Yeah, with 3.2 million. And then, of course, the total housing opportunities at 4.7 million. And his claim was it was 4 million houses. So quite interesting. Sure, there is such a variety in terms of what is going on out there as far as the provision of housing is concerned. But now let's look at the second part of the claim, which was said during his actual speech when he addressed the residents of Alex. And let's look at the problematic reporting firstly. Naftali, what did we see in the news cycle as far as that's concerned?
Well, the immediate thing that a number of news outlets were saying was that Ramaphosa had promised to build 1 million houses for the residents of Alex. And if you listen to the actual speech, which was carried live on SABC, you'd hear that he didn't actually say that. What he said was, when the people of Alex asked him, when are these houses going to be built? He said, "Ngihamba no-minister wethu we human settlements. Baneprogram ebhekane nalonke lakithi lase-South Africa, iprogram ethi sizokwakha izindlu ezilingana no-1 million."
Mm.
So what he actually said was the Department of Human Settlements has
He's
a program
with the minister, yes.
to build houses for all of South Africa, 1 million houses for the whole of South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he didn't stipulate a time. Was it over 5 years in his term if he gets re-elected? Is it over what kind of duration, considering that we saw 4.7 housing opportunities over 25 or over 24 years of democracy?
No, actually, during his speech, he didn't actually give a time frame for this.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was that a lot of reports conflated what he said about tablets, providing tablets for the children within 5 years
right.
with the report of him saying 1 million houses. So it was wrong on two accounts. Firstly, that he said 1 million houses for Alex, and then that he said in 5 years,
yes.
which he did not.
So whoever was helping the translation with the translation in the different newsrooms,
yes.
that's probably where it went wrong.
Yeah.
Because even in the way you expressed it in isiZulu,
yeah.
He does say the whole of South Africa.
Yes, yes.
But obviously the translation was incorrect and people thought 1 million houses will be built in Alex. And he did come under a lot of criticism, even with this figure. 1 million houses in 5 years? I just wonder.
Yeah, it's interesting, given that there hasn't been a single administration that's managed to crack 800,000 houses in 5 years.
Okay.
So a million houses.
Back to the question that I asked Kate earlier on, how have we fared over the years? Because we, in the dawn of democracy, with the promises that the governing party made, or you look back to the Freedom Charter and all of the different declarations of the kind of state we want to live in, provision of water, electricity, provision of housing, free education, and so on. This was a big part of the promise of the new government. So how have we fared if we look at the 25 years?
Well, each government administration has provided about 700,000 houses throughout their 5-year term. So what we see from 1994, 1995 to 1998, 1999, which was the Mandela administration,
yes,
about 709,000 houses were built.
Uh-huh.
Right, the highest number of houses built were the 1999 to 2004 administration, which built about 758,000 houses.
Yes.
And the lowest performing administration was the 2009 to 2014 administration, which built just over 625,000 houses.
That would be Jacob Zuma's administration.
Yeah, well, yes. We yet to have completed figures for our last administration, which was 2014 to 2009.
Yeah.
But up until December 2018, we see an even lower figure yet to be completed at 428,000.
Mm.
So what we've seen over the years is actually a steady decline in the number of houses that are being delivered, not just year on year, but also administration on administration. And when we look at the peak, we saw housing delivery peak in 1998, 1999. And that year, there were around 236,000 houses that were delivered.
Mm.
And if you compare that to 2017, 2018, that figure sits at just over 86,000.
Sure,
so a significant decrease.
Yeah, let's go to Tony. I think there's a question connected to this. I actually wanted to know which president has built the most number of houses. Maybe it's connected to the economy being as slow as it is, or perhaps a change in direction from the Department of Human Settlements. Because I think when Lindiwe Sisulu was head of that department, the tone was certainly changing about the promise and what it is government was going to do or willing to do.
And we have also seen over the years a shift in that tone and how service sites have increasingly been seen to maybe be a better option for people, because you're then not getting, you know, a standard cookie cut house.
Yeah.
You're getting a piece of land where you can build a house that meets your needs.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the delivery of houses, we spoke to an expert in the area, and that's actually the Director of Research and Advocacy at SERI,
yeah,
which is the Socioeconomic Rights Institute. And what we were told is that this is an extremely ambitious goal, because look,
the million
in 5 years.
Yeah.
And we did actually see the president, following the misreporting tweet, saying that it was a million in 5 years nationally.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back, we haven't seen any administration deliver a million houses in 5 years. And something that was pointed to as a stumbling block was that if government is to do this, and this is another thing, we can't say whether it will or won't happen.
Yes.
Because it's not impossible that a government could decide to do this and they could do it. We don't know. But what SERI said is that if this is to happen, there would have to be a rapid release of land,
mm-hmm,
in order to build these houses on. And that would need to start happening pretty soon in order to meet this goal.
There's an SMS that says, hang on just a second there. In 1999, they hit just about 220,000 houses.
Mm-hmm.
With the right land assembly, they could hit a bar, assuming that all things go well. So literally, yeah, the point that
so
you've
absolutely
made now.
So what we fact-checked was not if it's possible. We,
yeah,
fact-checked what did President Ramaphosa say.
Yes.
He didn't promise a million houses in Alex. He promised them nationally.
Mm-hmm.
What we then did was we looked back at delivery, and it appears that it would take a pretty ambitious shift in government delivery to make this happen.
Yeah.
That's not to say it's impossible. So fact checking can only go too far. We're not fortune tellers. We can't look into the future and tell you if this will or won't happen. But that's why we have our wonderful tool called the Promise Tracker. So
how does that work?
What will happen is whoever wins the election, we will look at the promises that were made by that government,
right,
and the people on behalf of that government.
Right.
So if the ANC wins the national election and they stay in power, we can log this promise from the president,
mm,
and we will track it,
mm,
over the next 5 years, every year checking in to see how many houses have been built,
wow,
so that the public is able to see if they're keeping their promise. And at the end of the 5 years, we'll be able to stamp broken or kept.
Yeah.
And we'll hold people accountable for the pretty significant promise that they make during elections.
Is this the first time you're doing this? Because so often manifestos get released with every election and so on, promises get made, and we quickly move on. We move on so quickly. And then the next elections come around and there is no cross-check of what happened previously.
Absolutely. So it's not the first time. We actually have tracked promises that were made by the African National Congress in the 2009 election manifesto and the 2014 election manifesto.
Right.
And we've looked at a whole host of promises and commitments that were made. We're just recently, soon going to be checking on a promise that was made in 2014 to,
okay,
roll out the national health insurance. We've seen some promises kept, some...
Yes, I'd just like to see a graph of the number of houses built over the various number of years, and lot against the, or shown against the population growth for the same period.
Right, okay, all right, to see if this provision has kept up with the growth in population.
Can't see that, can you be near that, but anyway, it'd be interesting to see.
All right. Thank you so much, Douglas.
So on our website, we actually have an FAQ on housing, and we have a look at the backlog. And we see that in around 1994, the backlog when it came to housing stood at around 1.7 million households.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, the figure's at around 2.2 million. So it is clear that the provision of housing isn't keeping up with the backlog of when it comes to households. And those households in the backlog are households which are in informal structures.
Mm-hmm.
So shacks and structures, either in informal settlements or in people's backyards.
Wow. I think that Promise Tracker is going to be a very popular tool in coming years. I don't think we've utilized it as much as we've, especially now that we're talking about elections and incumbents wanting to be returned to office and others contesting their positions, that are you really worth a re-election? Thank you so much. Thank you, Naftali. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Azai. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. And that was the team from Africa Check. You can go onto their website. They also have been giving great updates on my tagging me on my Twitter handle. And I've retweeted their link. So all you have to do is click on it and you'll be able to see everything that we've just discussed and a whole lot more, like that link to the Q&A that Kate has just mentioned. And speaking of promises, I was thinking as Kate was speaking about what the Department of Higher Education had also promised. They promised a central application service. There is this bill that will allow students to apply to several universities and technical and vocational education and training colleges with just one fee. And it's finally been gazetted. But at the time, Bladen Zimande had said that it would be implemented in 2013. It would be created, and then it would be piloted in 2014, and 2015 it would be implemented, would be away. It's 2019. It's only been gazetted now. Just the rate of keeping promises.